Speaking of PvE, do you have a PvP ladder? It has been spoken of a PvP ladder earlier. Is it anything you're planning on, or just, and what will it show?
So, we have talked about wanting to do some kind of PvE ranking system. There have been a lot of kind of third-party websites that have kind of come up with their own way of doing it. We would definitely like to have a way to kind of recognize the progress, because a lot of guilds, I mean, included, are just very, very PvE-focused as opposed to PvP. We haven't really finalized what that's going to look like and how that's going to work, but it definitely is something that we want to do. We have a huge amount of visibility about the PvP stuff, and now we need to kind of figure out how to do that with PvP.
The last question is, will we see artifacts in the Lich King?
Not ready to talk about artifacts or how that's going to work. That's one of those features that we'll see if we come up with kind of a compelling design and compelling way to do it that we feel like is going to bring something new to the table. We'll see for the future on that. Cool? Okay. Cool. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We're all wrapped up, I think.
Just a quick question.
Oh, you have questions as well. I'm so sorry. I thought you were just photographing for this gentleman. Very sorry.
So you don't ask anything at all?
He's not asking anything at all. I'm very sorry.
Okay. Well, you know me. No, Jay, you have more fingers straight after this?
Okay. Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay.
I love the idea of Covenant of Time.
Well, me too.
It's great.
I love it.
Do you plan to add new instance only in expansion? Or maybe in any patches?
We could add, there's nothing to stop us from doing it in coming patches. I also really like Caverns of Time. I think it's really neat to kind of go back and relive the old stories and the old player kind of things. So many old things, especially with, there's a lot of lore with regard to the books now, where you've read about, you know, War of the Ancients and things like that. They're just really cool and really start you thinking about how we could do that in Caverns of Time. Yeah, there's nothing to stop us from doing that.
And there will be other instances.
Yeah. And we also love Caverns of Time, so we're going to get Zrapholm done, see how that goes, and then talk about what the next Caverns of Time is. It's worked out really well.
In Burning Crusade, the Black Temple wasn't finished the release.
Correct.
Do you think that it will be the same in Wrath of the Lich King?
So we've actually kind of talked a little bit about how the patch process is going to work. We are intentionally not releasing Arthas with Wrath of the Lich King. We are intentionally making him the very last patch and to kind of end that whole cycle, that whole story cycle. And we have a lot of ideas about how the world will potentially change as we work up to the point where players actually now can fight Arthas. We very much want him to be, you know, kind of feel like Kil'jaeden, feel like this epic, you know, Kil'jaeden is one of the bosses of the Burning Crusade. He's the number two man at this point. We just feel like he's an awesome end to the Burning Crusade storyline. Same with Kel'Thuzad at the very end of the first WoW. He's kind of the main head boss. So we want to feel like we're working toward that as kind of an end goal.
Okay. And last question.
Sure.
Can you give us one or more or two examples of Inscription?
I'd love to. Inscription is one of my favorite things about the expansion. So Inscription is going to be broken up into two different types of overcoming glyphs. We'll have major glyphs and minor glyphs. And each player will be able to have a certain number of each kind. Major glyphs will be combat related. So an example, this is not final, like this is definitely one, but it would be something like this, would be like whenever you do a greater heal, it automatically applies, let's say, a rank 7 renew to that player. Or if you're a rogue, whenever you execute a backstab, you automatically get an additional dot applied. So that'll be kind of major glyphs or combat learning. And we have this idea for minor glyphs. And minor glyphs are just kind of like neat ideas that we've come up with, but we know that players would never want to sacrifice a combat slot. So kind of the example that we're using right now is Featherfall. Featherfall no longer requiring a reagent would be a good example of like a minor glyph. So it's a neat little thing to make you feel like you've got something a little extra, and you're able to have a certain number of
inscription will be useful for all classes.
All classes. Yeah, it's not. We talk about enchanting your spell, but we think of every ability as like a spell. But yeah, all abilities will be all classes. Will be used. Not specific.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. I have one more question about inscription.
Yeah.
Some first recipes use herbs from herbalism.
Yes.
Will the inscription completely rely on herbalism?
Not completely, but we do think that it will be kind of the main companion skill. So if you're going to be a self-sufficient inscriber, then you'll probably want to pick herbs as your role skill.
So mining is now used by three professions.
Yes,
blacksmithing, engineering, and jewel crafting.
Yes.
So you decided to make herbalism more useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, thanks.
Cool.
Enjoy the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Can I look into the camera, say your name,
yes,
and say you're watching ITV?
ITV,
yes.
Yes. My name is Jay Allen Brack. You're watching ITV.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Can I make a photo?
Sure.
Guys,
thank you.
Thank you.